Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1492. The topic is training, and the title is YouTube Video Workout Voiceover. So we're going to try something new today. I wanted to start filming videos about 10 to 20 minutes in length that had working sets of different workouts. Like, so today's video, we're going to go through a leg workout that I did recently, and the topic will change every week, and I can cover whenever anybody asks. But I made a video of me performing a leg workout that was intended to grow the legs, so calves and thighs and glutes, but without thickening the midsection. So I have a client who is coming out of powerlifting. They had powerlifted for quite a few years, got really strong, but it thickened their obliques and their abdominal wall, and they have kind of like a power belly, like a turtle shell. So their stomach kind of sticks out. They're relatively lean, but their stomach sticks out from all the years of like super heavy lifting. So they're like, okay, well, now that I'm done with that, I don't want a power belly if I'm not going to be powerful. So we created a program that's going to help them pull in, actually just kind of basically reduce stimulus to their core muscles. And that's going to help over time let them actually atrophy in a small way. It's simple, kind of like if you're used to walking out 600, 700, 800 pound squats, and then you just don't squat 600, 700, 800 pounds anymore, don't deadlift that much anymore, your muscles are not going to need to maintain the muscular mass that they needed to in order to support that. So since you decrease that stimulus, the muscle mass would decrease in the abdominal area. But we don't want muscle mass to decrease anywhere else. So we're actually doing leg workouts with extreme pre-exhaust, and then not doing squats and deadlifts. So our big lift might be like a leg press, or it might be split squats on like Rogers Squat Pro machine. There's various ways we do it, but it's almost like we use machines to help with stability even when we go super heavy, so that way they don't have to use their core muscles. So with all that in mind, I did a workout of that because I thought it was a fun goal and I wanted to do the workout. So I did the workout and then I filmed a lot of it, and it ended up being like a 13 minute video. Now, what I wanted to do for the video on YouTube was to create a voiceover that explained kind of what I was doing in the video. But I also thought it would be nice to record it as a podcast, so that way you would be able to hear what the description was like and maybe be interested in checking out the video. So it was a good way for me to reach a lot of people and just let you know that these videos are going to start to exist. And you can check them out on our YouTube channel if you're not used to visiting our YouTube. So I've been really pushing to put a lot more content on our website, and I'm going to start on YouTube as well. The business has been growing super well, and I'm very, 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 very blessed beyond words, and I want to give back. So I'm trying to create more content and more ways for people to get high quality information, and doing that through the website, doing that on YouTube is going to be, I hope, a good method to do that. So what I want to do in today's podcast is I'm going to record the voiceover for the video. Now, the video is live by the time that you're listening to this, so you can go to our YouTube channel and you can watch the video there with the voiceover. Now, that's awesome. Or if you can't watch the video right now, because this is a podcast medium, so maybe you're not in a place or a way in which you can do a visual component, is it would still be helpful to hear what was happening in the video. Kind of hear the exercise choices, the way in which I went through the workout, and different key points. So this is an experiment for me. I think that this will go well. I think it has value. So hopefully it does. If it does, please let me know and say, hey, this was actually kind of cool. If you do more of these, that would be awesome. Or if you're like, that was awful, please tell me so that way I'll make more of these. So I really do appreciate when people give feedback through the podcast on topics and just general structures, things like that. So that way I can further refine the content to exactly what everybody needs. I really, 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 truly do this because I want it to be helpful for people and I want it to be a benefit in their life. And the only way for me to ensure that is just to hear from you. So thank you to those who do reach out, who do give feedback. I really do appreciate it. So what we'll do is I'm going to press record and just start talking. And what we'll do with that is you'll be able to listen to the workout, or you're now aware that these are available on our YouTube channel and you can go kind of check that out there as well. Okay, so I'm going to get into that. You'll hear me close the video, the recording, but I'll come back and talk to you guys through the podcast and kind of add some more details. Okay, let's see how this goes. Okay, so in today's workout, we're doing a leg workout that is intended to grow the calves, thighs, glutes, but to minimize the core involvement to help bring down core thickness. So this, the idea is to kind of make your waist smaller and your legs bigger. So as you can see in the video here, I'm starting out with calf raises. I have on our seated calf raise machine, my dad and I created an attachment to put bands on it, which helps just give like a uniqueness of tension, and it really cuts down on your ability to have any momentum. So it makes calf raises much harder. So with calf raises, you want to push through your big toe, not your pinky toe. You want to push through your big toe, and you want to flex at the top, and then you want to get a good extension at the bottom. The technique that I'm using actually in the video you'll see here is I'm using what I call slow and go reps. So I might aim for, say, a set of 10, and I'm having a good flexed contraction at the top for maybe 6, 7, or 8 of the reps, and then I have to like hurry to kind of finish up numbers 9 and 10. Then in week 2, I'll see if I can get more reps with a flexed hold and less reps that have to be kind of fast. So that's a cool technique, is slow and go. Is you have a rep total, you can do maybe 3/4 of it slow, and then you have to kind of fast at the end. Now what you'll see if you were in the video is I am also stretching my calves in between the sets of calf raises. So what a great way to do is to just create more openness within the calf muscle, since most people have tight calves, is stretching the calves between your sets of calf raises helps to grow the tissue, because it really like annoys the tissue and creates stress tissue damage. So it helps to grow the tissue, and it's a kind of an extra technique that if you have trouble growing your calves, this is a great way to get a little boost on that. So I stretch with my foot just kind of pinned up against something stationary, a wall, squat rack, a machine, and then I do a bent knee stretch for about 30 seconds, and then I straighten my leg out and bring my hips closer to the wall, and I'll do a stretch like that for 30 seconds. So I do a minute on each leg, go back to the calf raises, a minute on each leg, go back to the calf raises. I usually will do 2 or 3 sets of stretches with my 2 or 3 sets of heavy calf raises. Now, next thing I move into is our machine abduction, where you're pushing out. So you're pushing your knees out. So it's externally, you're kind of rotating the knees. In this, you can see I'm doing a leaning forward position, sitting on the front edge of the seat, so that way it really helps to stimulate the internal glutes. I'm actually doing a triple drop set on this machine. So I'm doing a heavy weight for around 10. I'm reducing some of the weight, maybe 20-30%, and then doing another set of 10, reduce the weight again, 20-30%, do another set of 10. It's a really good way to get a ton of volume in. So I did 2 sets before that were 10, about 1 or 2 reps shy of like good form breakdowns. They were challenging, but I didn't overly stress the tissues. So then the third set, I do a triple drop set. So it's a fun way to add another technique. So the calf raises I did slow and go. In this one, I'm doing a triple drop set. So once I did that for the abduction, I'm now doing it for the adduction, where you push inward. The benefit of doing these machines, other than just helping improve hip mobility, is it does add mass. So when you do the abduction, it helps grow your bottom outer glutes, which is really good. And then the adduction, where you're pushing inward, it helps grow your inner thighs. Now, especially bodybuilders, that can help you have a bigger looking hamstring when you do a side pose, because you actually pin your back leg to your front leg and you push your adductor downward. And that helps to create more of a hamstring drop. So I do a lot of adductors and abductors with my bodybuilders, because it really helps to kind of grow those muscles. You'll see that even with pros, like Hunter Labrada, who was in the top five Mr. Olympia, he does machine adductors and adductors. So it's definitely something that if you're serious about trying to get big legs, you wouldn't want to not train any of the muscles of your legs. You want to train all of them. So this would be a great thing to throw into your routine if you're not used to doing that. Now, our machines are pretty awesome. They go up to 220 pounds by 2 pound increments, and they're heavy as hell. So it helps when you have a really good quality machine. The next thing I went into was lying hamstring curls, but I did a special technique on this as well. So I have our stopper for how high I can curl up is set to where when I bring both legs up, I can hit that stopper and pin against the stopper, but then I take one of my legs away. So this is actually a controlled eccentric. So you go two legs up, one leg down. And I try to do it controlled on the way down, about 3 to 5 seconds, somewhere in there. Two legs up, one leg down. This creates a lot of muscular tissue damage. And the hamstrings are a fast twitch kind of muscle where they respond really well to heavy work. Now, you should still do high rep work, you know, sets of 20 or 30 every now and then to kind of pump them full of blood. But if you do heavy weight for your hamstrings, it really is a good stimulus, not only for strength, but also for growth. And these heavy single leg eccentrics are really good for also building your deadlift. So if you are wanting to build muscle towards strength lifts, these are a great technique for that. So after that, I did roughly about a set of 5 reps on each leg for the heavy eccentrics. And then I moved on to our glute drive machine. Now this is like a machine version of a hip thrust. In this exercise, I actually had my feet pulled closer towards me, and I actually put the pressure into my toes. So rather than have my feet flat on the platform, I actually pulled my feet close, got my pressure on my toes. What this did was it prevented me from being able to drive through my heels, which helps you better contract your hamstring. By having my heels elevated and only being on my toes, my hamstrings couldn't help as much, and I had to actually work more of my glutes. So this is a very weird technique. I don't know how many people would show you this. I don't know how many people are doing it. But it's a great way to avoid your hamstrings taking over on a hip thrust. So it's a really good technique to really isolate out those glutes. Now for that, I was doing about sets of 10, and I didn't do any special technique. They were just straight sets of 10. The special technique was the position of being up on my toes. Then in the video, it goes back to showing my lying hamstring curls. So again, bringing this back, one of the benefits of doing single leg work is that you can work to eliminate imbalances. So sometimes when people get lower back tweaks in big lifts like squat, deadlift, even like a machine assisted squat version, maybe, you know, Smith machine squats, or if they have a Roger Squat Pro, they might get lower back tweaks from an imbalance of leg strength, which then causes their hips to kind of twist a little bit and be out of position. So they might get an internal tweak. Maybe their glute is really tight the next day. So doing unilateral work is really a great job, really useful for balancing out those unilateral imbalances. So for me, I noticed that my right hamstring is weaker than my left hamstring. I noticed that years ago. So I started doing a lot of unilateral work, and now I don't really have much of a difference at all between strength between the two. So it was actually a huge part of me building up to a 700-pound deadlift was making sure that my hamstrings were super strong and super even. Now you can see I'm back at the glute drive machine. And in this one, I wanted to show it again to talk about like the hip tilt positioning. So when you go down in this machine, you want to almost roll your hips forward. And then as you come up, you want to tuck your hips under you. So it's kind of like you're trying to roll your hips down on the way down to stick your butt towards the ground. And then as you come up, you're trying to tuck your butt up underneath you to actually fully extend the front side of your hip, which gets a full contraction in the glute. And my legs are actually shaking because of how hard I was flexing and how worn out they were already by this point in the workout. But getting that hip rotation is extremely helpful to make sure that you get a true isolation in the glute and not also using your hamstrings and lower back. Then I moved on to machine leg extensions. And for this one, I was doing kind of a normal technique, just straight full range of motion. But we have a Strive leg extension, and that machine, that company offers, they're actually bought out by Prime, so Prime Fitness would be a new version of this machine. It has different weight pegs that you can put weights on for the machine to where you can either emphasize the beginning of the range of motion or emphasize the end of the range of motion. So on this one, I was doing stretches in between my leg extensions, and this helps pull open any kind of tight muscles in the quadriceps, and it helps open up the hip flexors as well. So a lot of people, when they sit for work, which I now do more than I ever did before, you get tight hip flexors, you get tight upper quads. That can cause knee pain, and it can just limit your ability to perform well in leg extensions and quad-based movements like leg press, squat, and whatnot. So I was doing stretches, 30 seconds-ish on each leg, and what I'm doing here is a form of a couch stretch, but it's a standing version. So I have our roll pads that we have for single leg movements like Bulgarian split squats. I have it put into the squat rack, and it's about like mid-thigh height. And I have my back foot up on the pad, and then I'm leaning back into it. For me, a good indicator of my quads are in a healthy position is that my heel and my foot actually touches my butt. So if you're doing a couch stretch, that's what I would consider is a good range of motion, a good position, is that you can get your butt to touch your heel. So doing the stretches in between the working sets is an extra form of tissue stress, just like we did with the calf stretches between the calf raises. There was an old form of training called a dog crap training, horrible name, but they used to do stretches in between their working sets, and that really helps to grow the tissue. So now I'm back at the leg extension, and you can see the plates are in two different pegs. What this does is it allows the full stretched position to be the hardest position of the leg extension. This ensures that my outer quad and my upper middle quad get targeted the most rather than that teardrop inside edge by the knee. I need more outer quad and upper quad to balance out my legs. So that's why I was doing that version. Next, I moved in. The last thing we did was our leg press. We have a isolateral leg press from Rogue Fitness, so each platform moves independently. So this is awesome because both my legs are moving at one time, but I'm actually getting unilateral development. So I got unilateral work on hamstrings, and now with a leg press, I'm getting unilateral work on leg extension, which is like hips and quads, but it's a kind of a more compound-based movement to make sure that I have unilateral balance there as well. With this, I believe I did sets of 20. I was kind of cranking out a lot, so it might have been somewhere between 10 to 20. The idea was it to be really freaking heavy and really annoy the tissues and be super challenging. So that was the finish. That was the big thing at the end of the workout. By this point, I'm super exhausted, pre-fatigued, so there isn't a lot of weight on the machine, but it really creates a lot of muscle damage. And this was balancing out that goal of getting a lot of work in the thighs and calves, lower body, hips, but very minimal core stimulation. So that's really going to help minimize any kind of growth or thickness of the core while you bring up the size of your calves and thighs. So super fun, really fun structure to be able to kind of play around with that. Now, this is something I'll hopefully be able to do more of, is making videos and then with explanations of what I'm doing in the videos. So if you have topics that you would like to have covered, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com and I'd be happy to make more videos. So thank you for watching. I hope that it was super interesting, helpful, educational, something good from it. So if you want to find more stuff from us, you can check us out on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. Okay, so back to the podcast. Again, that was the first time I've ever done that. No clue if it was any good. I think it was. But you could hear in the description that I started with calf raises. I used a fun technique, slow and go. I then went to machine abduction, then machine adduction, and I used triple drop sets on that. I then went to machine lying hamstring curls and did single leg eccentrics, like overload eccentrics, and supersetted that with our glute drive machine where I went for my toes to help isolate out the glutes. I then did leg extensions, paired with quad stretches in the form of a couch stretch variation, and you can find that on YouTube. And then I finished with some heavy straight sets of leg press on our unilateral machine. Really fun workout. I encourage you, if you do watch the video or if you want to write all that down, to go ahead and try that. It's a pretty damn good workout. So my legs are destroyed and I'm very happy. But I thought it might be nice to hear what a workout would be like that I do for myself, and then what I also kind of give to my clients. So hopefully that was interesting. Let me know if you like this, and I'll continue to refine it if I keep doing these and hopefully make it better each time. But if you like the idea of this, shoot me an email at brittleirongym@gmail.com and just let me know. If you don't like this, please let me know that as well. I do appreciate the listeners. I truly want this to be what you want. So let me know your thoughts. So thank you for listening. Okay, well, that was it. So if you like today's podcast, please consider sharing it. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. Thank you to the people who donate to support the podcast. It's well over $1,000 a year. I give an hour to it every day, and we want to keep it for free. You can consider donating at our website at www.brittleirongym.com. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, where this video will be posted. And they're all under the name Brittle Iron Gym. And then if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brittleirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.